Tuition hikes have been a polarizing issue in Quebec this year, and the debate has certainly spread to McGill. The province-wide protests against the hikes that gathered 30,000 students from across Quebec and Montreal on November 10th of this year have become inextricably connected with the story of the scope of student activism at McGill. This semester, the AUS has held two general assemblies that largely centered around issues of tuition hikes and the student strike, and a referendum was just passed by 13 votes to change the AUS constitution in a way that makes the GA the highest ruling body, and thereby qualifies the AUS to apply for class membership. On February 14th, the Unlimited Student Strike Movement reached what they call the floor, 20,000 students, which is the minimum number of striking students necessary for the strike to be called general. There was a protest on February 2nd against the tuition hikes, where I spoke with some protesters about their vision of the then impending student strike and their reasons for opposing the hikes.
Okay, so what's your name?
Matthew Polinchek.
And where do you go to school?
I go to Concordia.
Okay, so why are you here today?
I'm here because I obviously think that the tuition hikes are unjust and that they're done for reasons that the government isn't really saying, that it's their reckless spending. It's not really the higher cost of a university.
And so have there been any talks about having a student strike like the one that was declared at UCAM at Concordia?
Yeah, there is. It's going to be based more around the exam time, though. I hear that the days are a little bit off between what UCAM and what Concordia is doing. And that's because Concordia's student union and our mobilization squad thought it was necessary to have it before the exams, just before the exams, to put more pressure on the school to make a decision quicker so that we don't end up missing our exams that we can do if we're under strike because we're unionized.
So do you think that the strike would actually happen?
Yeah. General strike, I think there's a lot better chance now that we're now targeting each faculty individually.
To give a little background on student strikes, I spoke with Phil Lapointe, who's on the executive committee of class.
We need to understand that a strike is not called from the national level. It's organized or could be coordinated, but it's mostly all local GAs that decide if they are or not part of a strike. So the class wants to be a large coalition of students on strike. Strikes are made of waves. There's the first waves, those that prepare themselves and have their mandates before the strike is declared. And then there's a second wave, those coming in the week where the strike is declared, as we have this week. And then there's the people following. And of course, as a strike goes on, we hope that more people will come in and we will accept everyone that has a strike mandate to join the class.
So there's quite a precedent for student strikes in Quebec. How effective have they been in the past?
Well, Quebec has a long history of strikes. When we look at all the universities that start with UQ, so UQAM, University of Quebec at Abitibi-Témiscamingue, Trois-Rivières, or at Rimouski, there's eight of them, have all been created by one strike in 1968, because McGill, University of Montreal, and University of Laval and University of Sherbrooke were the only universities available for all these CGIP students that wanted to go to the university. And then we had the biggest strike and created all the public university in Quebec. There's also a strike in 78 that forced tuition freeze. 89, same thing. 96, same thing. And then in 2005, we had, in 89, we created the financial aid system we have now. In 2005, we saved the financial aid system, and now we have 2012. What we can say is that if we have the lowest tuition hikes in the lowest tuitions in all Canada, is maybe because we organized and kept our promise as a student movement to protect every single student and their interests as individuals that wanted to afford their dreams and go to the university.
Where do you go to school?
I go to McGill.
Okay, so why are you here today?
I'm here to march in solidarity with the Quebec student movement, to show my anger and frustration with the general climate of austerity measures being put into place around the world, also for my extreme disdain I feel for the Shahak government and their tuition hikes, amongst many other things that this so-called liberal government does that's really just a conservative government. You know, they cut taxes for the highest tax bracket, corporations, and then they say we have to pay more for education. No, Quebec students aren't going to let it happen. That's why we're here.
So I know that a couple schools in Montreal have already called a strike. Do you think that there could be a student strike at McGill?
I mean, McGill doesn't have a history of going on strike when the rest of the movement does, but there's a really good feeling going on at McGill right now. You know, there's a few bumps in the road, but anything's possible, and I think we can mobilize the student population to get into something like that.
You think that it's possible?
I definitely think it's possible. I don't think it's going to be easy, but it's possible.
Okay, thank you.
Here, again, is Phil Lapointe, talking about the role of class in the movement and what he calls the malfinancement in the Charest government.
In Quebec, we're not talking about underfinancement. We're talking about wrong appropriation of financement. What we mean is that the way the money is spent on education, well, there has never been so much. And with the inflation, we can see that there has been a hike in spending in education and that the government and the students have been making their share of what should be given to universities. The problem is how it is spent, and it is wrongly spent. It is spent mostly on directed research, which means research oriented for corporate needs. It is spent on the competition that exists in between universities. It is spent in advertisement of our universities at the international level to attract more and more and more international students. It is good to have international students, but we should not be spending what money we have that should go on education and should go on teaching in advertisement. CLASS is a coalition around ASSE, which is an association that has now 10 years. ASSE is the Association pour une solidarité syndicale étudiante, which is a not really well-translated word. And it has opened its structure temporarily to be able to regroup everyone that had a strike mandate. And it was around three simple conditions. First, have a position against the tuition hike in the perspective to have in the future free education. Second, to have a consultation on the strike. And the third thing is that the GA is the supreme authority. And why is the GA supreme authority a really important part of the class? Is that we want to be based on direct democracy. And doing so, we think that the strike should be controlled by its members. This is why the referendum was so important. It was because in a U.S. constitution, the council or the board could overrule some decisions from the GA. And we didn't want, as a class, we don't want, as a class, to have members where a minority could overrule the decisions of the majority. So class, because it is not the institution that will, like, force things on the local level, what we offer and why it's important to join the class, we give a voice on the national level through our Congress, and the Congress then address decisions to the government. We also offer a large panel of committees where members could join. We have a legal committee, we have a communication committee, we have a media committee, a women issues committee. We also have a newspaper committee, and so on. And through all these committees that are all filled with volunteers, well, we offer the best equipment and the best coordinating tools that we could have to have a general strike, successful general strike.
So what's your name?
Alex.
And where do you go to school?
Je vais à l'UQAM.
Pourquoi es-tu ici aujourd'hui?
En fait, je suis ici aujourd'hui pour manifester contre la hausse des frais de scolarité, la dernière hausse qui a été annoncée par le gouvernement Charest qui va commencer en septembre prochain. Puis je suis ici aussi pour montrer qu'on est unis ensemble contre la hausse des frais de scolarité, que aussi les universités anglophones ont un désir de s'organiser et de se mobiliser, puis qu'on est capable de s'unir puis d'aller au-delà de nos vieux combats ou pas de combat, mais si je veux dire, il y a toujours eu une espèce de manque de communication entre les campus francophones et les campus anglophones. Donc, on veut faire un pont, puis comme s'unir ensemble.
Est-ce que tu crois que les universités anglophones comme Concordia ou McGill feront une grève?
Je sais pas, en fait. Mais là, j'ai juste à apprendre aux dernières nouvelles que, comme il y a eu une assemblée générale hier à McGill, qui s'est comme mal passée. On va espérer que ça va passer. On va les aider beaucoup aussi, comme on va envoyer des gens pour faire plus de mobilisation, pour essayer de...
Des manifestations comme celui-ci.
Exactement, ouais.
OK, merci.
The General Assembly that she's referring to was the AUS General Assembly that took place on January 31st. While voting on an unlimited student strike for the AUS wasn't on the docket, voting on a committee to disseminate information about the tuition hikes and the student strike was. There was enough debate just about the formation of this committee that the GA lost quorum before the motion could be voted on. This meant that the vote, which was ultimately in favor of forming the committee, served as an endorsement of the motion rather than a vote with the power to pass it. Here's some footage from the GA.
Okay, so the goal of forming a strike committee is to facilitate education as well as mobilization among the members of the AUS and to make the process as open and democratic as possible to all members of the Arts Undergraduate Society. So it's not to... voting yes to form a strike committee does not mean that you're voting yes for a student strike. You're just voting to make the information available to all students in the Arts Undergraduate Society and to start the dialogue. And as it is, I think we all know that a lot of students at McGill aren't extremely educated and aware of the Quebec student movement and how a strike would happen if we did choose to go that direction. There will be strikes happening in Quebec as soon as February, and so the goal would be to educate and to give AUS members the opportunity to participate if they so choose.
Yeah, I mean, like the questioners who came before, I have concerns about the notion of the basis of unity. The very reason that the movers are even talking about the fact that we need to educate students about the strike is because there is no clear agreement from students about the strike. And what we're essentially doing here, we as 150 people, are deciding that AUS will take one position and will advocate with the entire AUS student body on this one position. And the movers have admitted that the entire purpose of this supposed dialogue involving both sides, it has one purpose. It's going towards a strike. Which will frankly be a very deeply divisive notion for students. So I think it's very unfair to suggest that we should create a basis of unity for the strike committee that marginalizes voices that don't agree with the nature of the strike or with the principles that are enunciated in the motion. It's unfair to a large number of students who I'm sure we all know, that I certainly know personally, who don't agree with the notion of going on strike over this issue. We have to respect those voices. Otherwise, we as 150 people are taking on a mandate we don't deserve.
As of right now, over 60,000 students in Quebec have declared a strike, and the number is growing. The strike and the protests surrounding it feel like a culmination of the growing atmosphere of activism and empowerment, both in Quebec and across the world. As to whether the strike will achieve its goal and reverse the tuition hikes, as strike in Quebec have done in the past, that remains to be seen. Oh, yeah.